Stories aren't mere entertainment, they're equipment for living. In a world increasingly hungry for meaning, Robert McKee's story stands as the definitive text on narrative craft, influencing everyone from Oscar-winning directors to novelists seeking structural guidance. What distinguishes true storytelling mastery isn't following rigid formulas, but understanding timeless principles that transcend cultures and eras. While anxious writers follow rules and rebellious ones break them, artists master the form itself. Consider Like Water for Chocolate. Its global appeal came not from Hollywood formulas, but from expressing universal themes of forbidden love through a distinctly Mexican lens. We don't seek escape through stories, we seek deeper engagement with life itself. Screenwriting appears deceptively simple, just dialogue and brief descriptions, but requires expressing maximum meaning through minimum words. The camera mercilessly exposes any falsity, magnifying weaknesses that novels might hide behind explanatory language. The path to breaking in isn't by imitating last summer's hit, but by writing with surpassing quality. What if your breakthrough came not from chasing trends, but from mastering the fundamentals that have captivated audiences for centuries? Structure isn't a formula. It's a selection of events from characters' lives composed into a strategic sequence to arouse specific emotions and express a specific view of life. Every meaningful story event creates change through conflict, not coincidence. Values like alive-dead, love-hate, freedom-slavery form storytelling's soul, shifting between positive and negative poles. A scene must turn a value-charged condition in a character's life, or it's a non-event. Imagine a romantic comedy where the protagonist meets her love interest, but nothing changes emotionally. Would you remember that scene? Even seemingly plotless films have exquisite plotting, especially when the story arc unfolds within the protagonist's mind. McKee presents three storytelling possibilities: arch plot, classical design, featuring active protagonists against external forces, mini-plot, minimalism, compressing classical elements, and anti-plot, deliberately contradicting traditional forms. Masters like Bergman, Fellini, and Godard all mastered classical form before exploring minimalism or anti-structure. How might your story benefit from understanding these fundamental patterns before deciding which rules to break? The modern audience has consumed thousands of hours of stories, making originality difficult. Clichés emerge when writers don't truly know their story's world. Every setting has four dimensions: period, time, duration, length, location, space, and level of conflict, position in the hierarchy of human struggles. Within any fictional world, only certain events are possible or probable. Each story creates its own cosmology with internal laws that, once established, must remain consistent to maintain audience trust. Even fantastical worlds demand tight-knit probabilities after their initial premise is accepted. There's no portable story. An honest story exists in one specific place and time. Creating a well-told story begins with building a small, knowable world. Though writers crave freedom, limitation doesn't inhibit creativity, it inspires it. Consider War and Peace. Despite its epic scope, it focuses on just a handful of characters and their families. When was the last time you felt truly transported by a story's world? What made it feel so authentic? The debate between plot and character is fundamentally flawed. Structure is character. Character is structure. The confusion stems from misunderstanding the difference between characterization and true character. Characterization comprises observable qualities like age, speech patterns, and personality traits. But true character is revealed only through choices made under pressure. The revelation of true character, in contrast to characterization, drives all fine storytelling. Life teaches that what seems is not what is. When characterization and true character match perfectly, roles become boring. James Bond's Playboy characterization consistently reveals a thinking man's hero underneath. Characters aren't human beings, but artistic metaphors for human nature, clearer and more knowable than actual people. Dimension means contradiction, either within deep character or between characterization and deep character. The protagonist must be the most dimensional character to focus audience empathy, with supporting characters orbiting like planets around the sun, each drawing out different aspects of the protagonist's contradictory nature. The protagonist must be willful, with a conscious desire, an object they knowingly seek, whether external, destroying the shark in Jaws, or internal, maturity in Big. The audience's emotional involvement stems from empathy, the vicarious link between viewer and protagonist. When we identify with a character's desires, we're actually rooting for our own desires in life. Characters always take what they perceive as the minimum necessary action. What appears extreme to observers is, from the character's perspective, merely what's required. Story emerges at the intersection of subjective and objective realms, when a protagonist acts toward their desire, but the world responds unexpectedly, creating a gap between expectation and reality. A desire's value is proportional to the risk involved in pursuing it. Without significant risk, a story lacks worth. Greater desires demand greater risks, ultimately risking freedom, life, or soul. What you're willing to risk everything for reveals what you truly value. The inciting incident upsets the balance in the protagonist's life, compelling them to react and restore equilibrium. This launches the quest, the universal story form where an event throws a character's life out of balance, arousing desire for what will restore balance and sending them against antagonistic forces. Progressive complications form the story's body, generating escalating conflict as characters face greater antagonism. Nothing moves forward except through conflict. Conflict is to storytelling what sound is to music. It carries us through time without awareness of its passage. The law of conflict reflects life's perpetual struggle against scarcity of food, love, justice, or time. Crisis represents the ultimate decision moment, combining danger and opportunity. After exhausting all possibilities, the protagonist reaches their last chance with no tomorrow. The story climax must be both inevitable and unexpected, giving the audience what it wants emotionally, but not in the anticipated way. Have you ever experienced a moment where everything in your life hinged on a single decision? That's the essence of great storytelling. A scene is a story in miniature, an action through conflict that turns a character's value-charged condition. Every scene should function as a turning point, creating surprise, increased curiosity, insight, and new direction. True dramatic choice comes from choosing between irreconcilable goods or the lesser of two evils. Text is the sensory surface of images, dialogue, and sound, while subtext is the hidden life underneath, thoughts and feelings concealed by behavior. Dialogue requires compression and purpose while sounding natural. The best advice for film dialogue? Don't. Seek visual expression first. Image systems transform good stories into poetic works. Create poetic cinema by excluding 90% of reality, narrowing imagery to objects with appropriate implications. Professional writers work from the inside out, developing structure before writing actual scenes. Stories aren't just what we consume, they're how we understand our lives. When you master storytelling principles, you craft experiences that help others make sense of their world. The greatest stories transform how we see ourselves and each other.